Hi, I'm Dr. Jameson Starbuck, a naturopathic family physician. I'm here today with health tips on growing pains. After a day of playing and running around, have you ever noticed that your calves or the muscles in the backs of your knees or your thighs are kind of crampy? Maybe in the evening you felt your legs hurting, feeling so tight and achy that it seems you might not be able to sleep. These are growing pains. They mostly happen in three specific areas: the front of your thighs, behind your knees, and in your calves. They start at the end of a day after lots of activity. They can even wake you up right out of your sleep. Adults call them growing pains because we used to think that they were aches and pains your body feels while it grows. But here's a little secret. The name growing pains isn't very accurate. In fact, it's not accurate at all. Growing doesn't cause pain. Your hands get bigger, your arms and legs get longer, your hair grows and your feet get bigger, and none of that hurts. Growing pains are actually just muscle pain from tired muscles. They happen in your legs because we use our legs a lot when we play and exercise. Here's another secret. Adults get growing pains too, even though they're no longer growing. So growing pains is a slightly dishonest name, but it's a fun name and people know what you mean when you say it, so we'll keep using it. And since growing pains hurt, let's talk about ways to prevent them and what to do if you get them. Growing pains happen when you've used a muscle for so long that it gets short and tight. Growing pains happen when you haven't had enough of the right kinds of minerals that muscles need. They happen when you haven't had enough water to drink. That's because muscles make waste when they work. If you don't drink enough water, your body can't flush the waste out. Waste hanging around in muscles causes pain. To prevent growing pains, do these three things. First, drink plenty of water. To figure out the right amount, take your weight and divide it in half. That's how many ounces of water you should drink. If you weigh 60 pounds, how many ounces should you drink? Yes, that's right, 30. If you weigh 70 pounds, you should have 35 ounces of water every day. Don't drink it all at once. It's healthiest to spread out your water drinking. Have some in the morning, afternoon, and evening. 2, eat lots of food rich in minerals, especially potassium and magnesium. Your muscles need these minerals in order to work well. You can get potassium from bananas and watermelon, spinach, sweet potatoes, beets, squash, and even tomato sauce. To get magnesium, eat almonds, avocado, chard, black beans, yogurt, and pumpkin seeds. Third, stretch every day. Maybe you know some good yoga stretches for the legs. Or you can do slow, gentle front bends, touching your toes with your hands. Another good stretch is to stand on a step with just the balls of your feet. Then drop your heels down gently to stretch your calf muscle. Hold on to the handrail while you do this so you don't fall. If you do get growing pains despite your efforts at prevention, first try drinking water and stretching again. If that's not enough to make you better, ask your parents if they can help by putting hot, moist towels and a heating pad on your legs. They can also massage the parts of your legs that hurt. You might also feel better taking a warm bath with Epsom salts. Epsom salts encourage muscles to loosen up. While you're in the tub or in bed later, have a cup of sleepy time tea. It's made from chamomile, spearmint, and linden, plant medicines that help the body and mind relax. It's especially tasty if you sweeten it with a little honey. I hope these tips help you avoid growing pains and that you run and play and have fun without any trouble at all. I'm Dr. Jameson Starbuck, and I'm wishing you well.